Be'ezet Shem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Shlishi, the third chapter in the Rambam, Hilchos Yomtim, laws of Yomtim and Zmanim, in the Sefer of designated times, which we continue with what's permitted and forbidden on Yomtim, and in this Perek specifically regarding different malachas that are regarding preparing food. The Rambam gets a halacha off regarding that of Shechita of slaughtering. So Misha Hoy Loi Ofer Muchen, if someone had prepared earth, or Efer Muchen, or prepared ashes, Shemut Al Tavli, which you allowed to move, which we spoke about in the previous Perek, so you could slaughter wild animals and birds, which they have a chi of a mitzvah of kisa dam, and you could cover their blood with that earth or those ashes. Now, if he doesn't have prepared earth or ashes that are fit to move it, so then it's not a slaughter because you need that for the mitzvah when you slaughter to cover the blood. And as we said in the previous parak, if it wasn't prepared, it's muktzah. Now, the mother of a shachet, if he did violate and he did slaughter, lo yichasidam ad le'ev, now it covers its blood until the evening because it's muktzah to the earth. And v'chim b'riya, so to a certain creature, shu safik im chayehi im behema, that if there's a doubt if it's a wild animal or a domestic animal, in shechet in nice of yamtim, you cannot slaughter on yamtim because it's not clear. On the one hand, you have to be stringent and require covering the blood. At the same time, you're not allowed to use the earth because it's not considered something as necessity for this because it might not require of kisadam. Now, v'im shachet, if you did slaughter, lo yichasidam ad le'ev, you're not allowed to cover its blood until the evening. Now, even if you had prepared earth or ashes, so what's the problem? You could use it, it's not muktzah. Yeah, because Shema Yemei, right, because maybe the one who sees is going to say, ooh, chay b'doy, so it must be definitively as a chaya. Well, if it's kisadam b'yamtib, because why is he doing, covering its blood on yamtib, that would only be something that's necessary. So, the one who sees is going to come to admit it's fat, because what happens is that a chaya, the chaylev is permitted. Behemah, it's forbidden. So if you're going to be covering it, they're going to think, oh, must be a chaya, but not really doing it because of astringency. And to avoid that, we say, no, you're not going to go ahead and cover it, even if you have prepared earth from before yamtiv. Halacha beis b'chein hashechet chayiv oif me'erev yamtiv. So if someone slaughters a wild animal or bird from before yamtiv, lo yichasidam yamtiv. You're not going to cover its blood now on yamtiv because you should have covered it from before yamtiv. The mitzvah of covering does not hold back the simchas yamtiv because you could eat the meat and you're just going to have to cover the blood on after yamtiv. Meaning, if you slaughter on Yom Tov, then you could go ahead and cover its blood on Yom Tov, if you have the earth prepared. Now, Shachet Behemah, if someone slaughters a domestic animal, which its blood is exempt from covering the blood, at the same time, Chayiv Oif, but he also slaughters a wild animal bird, which you do have a chiv of covering its blood, and he slaughters them all by Yom Tov and Yom Tov. Then the Sag of Dam, now the bloods get mixed together, you're not covered up until the evening, because you're going to be doing an effort, like we said, that's not for mitzvah purpose, which, like we said, by the Kai, or Kvi, whatever it's called, the one that's a Safik Chai, Safik Behema, we hear also, in this blood, there's the blood of Behema, which there's no necessity, it's going to be a tircha that's unnecessary, even though blood to the earth is not mukta, so you shouldn't cover the whole thing up until the evening. Now, but if you had prepared earth or ashes, the yochel chasa kol b'tikira achas, and now they're mixed together anyway, you're going to cover it with one shovelful anyway, then the reizi chaseya, then you can go ahead and cover it, because you're not actually adding on any more effort anyway. Halacha gimel. Hasheichet behema b'yamtiv. Someone slaughters a domestic animal on yamtiv. Mutu le'litlish tzemer, you're allowed to detach the wool, le'mokem hasakin, for the place of where the knife needs to go to slaughter, b'yodde with his hand. Because since it's indirect way, you usually use some type of a tool, and it's for simchas yamtiv, so you could slaughter, so you're allowed to do that. As long as you don't move away those hairs from its place, because or else it might look like as if you were detaching it for the purposes of getting the wool, and not for the purpose of shechita. El yishar sham mesubach, rather you should leave it over there entangled, kishar tzem atzav, like the rest of the wool of the neck. Now, but by a bird, you're not allowed to pluck out the feathers, and they shoot darker, because that's actually the normal way it's done. And then to Tulish B'yamtiv comes that you're detaching something from where it grows on yamtiv, where they did not prepare, allow you to do preparatory acts of Eichel Nefesh that could have been done from before yamtiv, and you could have done it. By the animal, we let it because it's indirect anyway, fine, but not by the bird, because that's the normal way of how to take it off, and that would be forbidden to do on yamtiv. Halacha Daled regarding skinning the animal and processing that leather. Hamafshet or behema b'yamtiv. If someone skins the skin of an animal, meaning you pull off the skin from the animal on yamtiv, so loyim lechenu, meaning you're taking off the skin because you want to eat the meat, but you're not salted. Shezeh ibru, because that's a part of the processing which turns it into hard and into leather. V'nimtza oisa malacha shalot tzarechachil. Come to do malacha of ma'abed, not for the purposes of eating, because you already have the meat. Avnoisin lefnei beis adrisim. What you could do is you could put it in front of where people step. So that people should step on it, and that it shouldn't be a total loss, because if you don't process it right away, it can get ruined. And it's not so evident to everyone that he's doing it to fix the and process the leather. It's just there on the floor that people are stepping on. And the Vayitiva Davazan, they really didn't permit this, only because of the joy of Yomtiv, meaning, so that person should not refrain from slaughtering. They can say, I don't want to slaughter the animal because I'm not going to, it's going to be a loss for the leather. So, okay, we let it in this indirect way because we want you, what's called Hitira Seif Mishim Tikhlasa, we want you to be able to eat the meat and not refrain. Now, Umutu Lemloyach Basal Latzali, a lot of salt meat that's going to be roasted, which is a small amount of salt, Agabia Or on top of a piece of leather, even though indirectly now you're going to be salting the skin a little bit also. And umarim medavazeh, you could even be deceptive in this. Ketzer haso, what you could do is melech maat basa mikan, you could salt a little bit meat over here on this part of the leather, maat mikan a little bit over here, achi melech arkula, until you're going to be salting the whole piece of leather, like you'll keep it there just underneath when you're salting it. And again, because we want you to be able to slaughter so that you'll have the and there won't be a total waste of the skin. Halacha hey, now remember when we say this, only if you're salting the meat for roast. You don't need so much salt, so that doesn't look so bad. But if you're salting meat for cooking, then that's a lot of salt. Then you not do that. That's pretty obvious. That you not do on the skin. And we also didn't let you salt the fats. You cannot turn it over. You can't spread it out in the wind. Like said, on top of pegs. That's not fit for eating. And therefore, that we didn't let you go ahead and process on Yom Tov, because that doesn't have a Yom Tov need at all. Halacha Vav. If someone skins, he strips the animal of its skin. Lo yargel be Yom Tov. He shouldn't do yargel on Yom Tov. Ketzer b'har margel. What does it mean? Through the leg. This is someone that takes out all the meat from only one leg that he cuts open. Why is he doing that? Because he wants to keep the whole skin intact and not to tear, because that's you can get a more mileage out of that unadulterated skin. That you can't do, because the effort, the exertion that you do by skinning it that way is a great effort. And that doesn't have a direct Yom Tov need. And I'll make a handle in the meat, in a way like when people would sell meat, they would make like a handle, and so that the buyer could take it, like because it cuts out. And Yom Tov, you have to do it a little bit differently than you do it, so it shouldn't look like business, like as usual on Yom Tov. Vahu, that is Sheyasa B'Sakin, that is doing it with a knife. That it shouldn't do the way he does it during a regular weekday. But you are allowed to make some type of marker in the meat that a person should know that this is his meat. Halacha Zayin, regarding cutting off of the hair, molgin esaroish v'esar raglayim, you can go ahead and put boiling hot water, which removes the hair, on the head and on the feet. Or you can even singe it in the fire. Avol, but what you cannot do is ain't toifel noisim. You cannot smear it besid with lime or becharsis with clay, v'lebadama, and not with earth, because that looks like ma'abed, like you're processing it. And ain goyis noisim b'misparim. You cannot also cut off the hairs with a scissor, because that looks like as if you're doing it because you want the hair. V'chein ain goyis nesayerek b'tispoy de shaloi. You also now let her cut off the trim to trim the vegetable with its designated scissors. But what you could prepare the food that has thorns, could go in kundos, bakobias, artichokes, and cardoon, batispires, with a scissor, because since it's a terech echel nefesh, that's permitted to be done on Yom Tov. Halacha ches, continue with other melechas echel nefesh, that of kneading the dough. Mutu lalash isa gadil b'yom tov, you're allowed to knead even a large dough on Yom Tov. If someone kneaded the dough from before Yom Tov, you cannot separate these, what's called a portion of challah, which is one of the Kohanic gifts that are given to the Kohen on Yom Tov, because you could have done that from before Yom Tov, and you're not allowed to separate Trumas Maestri's challah on Yom Tov. Now, if you lost the Yom Tov, but if you kneaded the dough on Yom Tov, which you only made it now, then you could separate the challah portion and give that to the Kohen. Now, if the dough was tameh, or the challah became tameh, so lo yevash lezachal, you should not cook the challah, because sheim evash miyam tov elech, you're only allowed to cook, which is melacha on Yom Tov for eating. Vezul eschefa means this is going to be burnt because it's tummy. Tummy cannot be eaten by the kohen, so it's going to be burnt. And but at the same time, b'chein in servin eis miyam tov, you're not allowed to burn the Yom Tov. Shein servin kachim shenit miyam tov, you're not allowed to burn kachim that came tummy on Yom Tov. Because why not? Shestreifas kachim shenit mu, because burning of the kachim became tummy, although it's a mitzvah say pasuk commandment, and like says in the Torah, be'eshi sarpa should be burnt in the fire. But vasiyas malacha, but doing a malacha, which is what the burning in the fire is. She'ein l'tzarech achil, which not for eating purposes, or kitzim, or similar types of things, is aseh b'loisaseh. There's a positive command and a negative prohibition to do malacha that's unnecessary in yamtiv. And the positive commandment of burning the kachim does not override the negative prohibition of the positive commandment of Hilchas Yomtiv, and therefore you can't cook that or burn that on Yomtiv. Halacha test. Now, Keta Yasala, so what should you do with it? Yanachin at the Erev. Leave it till the evening of Yisrael, and then you'll burn it. Now, Yomtiv Shal Pesach, what happens if the Yomtiv Pesach? Shimi and the Cheno Tachmetz, if you can leave the dough till the evening, it's actually going to ferment, it can become chametz. So what you should do is Lo Yafresh Shachala Batzik. Don't separate the challah piece when it's still dough. What you do is like this. Bake the whole tamei dough, lechem, and then they're already baked, so it's not going to ferment anymore. And then you'll separate the challah as the bread, and then you'll burn it after Yom Tov. Halacha Yud continues regarding the halachas as it relates to oven and the range. Ein oifen bepurni chadasha, cannot bake in a new earthenware oven, as Gzeras decree, koshema tifchas. The roof might get ruined and might collapse on the bread. But Tavsa Lechem is going to ruin the bread. It's going to prevent from the joy that he needs to have on Yom Tov. So to engarf in Tanu Mikiraim, now let us shovel out an oven and a range on Yom Tov. What you could do is that you could flatten out the fire and the ashes that are there so that it should be smooth and it shouldn't touch the bread. Now, the im'i afshar. Now, if it's not possible to bake in that oven, the litzlais, or to roast, ilm king garab, unless you shovel out the coals, then mutan is permitted because that's necessary. Now, besides min piat taner, you could seal the opening of the oven, betit, verefesh, besvivas anar, with the mud that is there from the surrounding river. Vahu, as long as shirikichoy me'emesh, that you softened it from before yamtib. Abla gabal tit be yamtib, but to go ahead and knead the mud, the clay on yamtib, asa, that's forbidden. Now you're allowed to knead the ashes, listen by piataner, to seal the opening of the oven, because that doesn't have the halacha of megabel as the Rabbim holds, according to his opinion, in the 8th parak of Hilchos Shabbos. Halacha enough, tanu v'kornayim chadashim, a new stove or a new range, ain't sachem oisim b'shem b'yamtiv. You cannot smear it with oil on yamtiv, because that's considered technically, it's like you're fixing the vessel. And main tashin isim b'metelis, you can't rub it with a cloth. Then mefigin isim b'tzayin, you can't put cold water on it, kedei l'chamsim, to strengthen it. Because these are all considered tikkun kli. It's like finishing up the finishing touches. Now, v'mishvil lefes b'mer, if he's doing it just to be able to bake in it, and that the bread shouldn't burn, so then mutter then is permitted to cool it down with some water. Eim alabnin esavanim, you can't heat up the stones, litzleis or lefes lein, to roast or to bake on them. And they should mechamsim, because by doing that, it actually strengthens them. Umasikin v'oifim b'purni. Now you could heat up and bake in the large earthenware ovens. Umechim in chamed b'antichi. And you could heat up hot water in antichi, which is a large cauldron, like a large pot, which the chiddush in these two cases are that we're not concerned that maybe people are going to say, oh, that he's doing it for a weekday purpose. No, it's okay. You could do your tzarchi yamtiv. It doesn't look like you're necessarily doing this for long term, like for post yamtiv need. Halacha Yud Beis continues with other eichel nefesh things like making cheese and grinding and selecting. Not make cheese on yamtiv. She'im givin me'er yamtiv, because if you make cheese from before yamtiv, it's not going to lose taste, and that's considered that it's eichel nefesh you could have prepared from before yamtiv, then you're not doing yamtiv. Aval dachan esatfal mekedakim, but you could crush the spices in your normal way on yamtiv. She'im yod dachayzim me'er, because if you'd crush it from before yamtiv, yafik time it would lose some of its flavor. Of melech, but salt in a nidach b'yamtiv cannot be crushed in yamtiv. Elam can hita machdish, unless you tilt the grinder, or you crush it with a plate or similar types of deviant ways. Kedei sheishan, so that you change shem shacha kamelch me'av yamtiv, because if you crush the salt from before yamtiv, lo yefek time, it doesn't ruin its taste. So you now do the normal way on yamtiv. And me'in sheichikin esa pilpulin, you now crush the pepper b'rechaim shlehem in their mills, in their grinders, because it looks like a mundane weekday activity. Rather, what you do is you could crush it in the grinder, like in the mortar, like in old spices, because even though meaning you're allowed to do it on yamtiv, because if you did it from before yamtiv, it would lose its flavor like spices, but you can't do it like what's called uvd nuchal. You can't do it in their regular grinder. Halacha Yud Gimel, in Kaishin Es Arifa, it's not a crush, the groats, which are these barley that are grinded in a large grinder. But you could crush it in a small grinder. That's considered doing something different. Now, Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, even the small ones, because they have very good, high-quality grain. And they grind from before Yom, it's not going to be such a loss. And never again, what you could do from before Yom Tov, you now do on Yom Tov. The flour, even though it was sifted from before Yom Tov, you already removed all the bran from it. You're not allowed to sift it a second time on Yom Tov. Unless if a pebble or a twig, whatever, falls inside of it, where his intent is not to sift to make the flour better, it's just to remove the pebble. Now, Vimshina, if he does something different, then mut is actually permitted. For example, shuriken machare nafel. Let's say he sifts it with the back of the sifter, or shuriken al gabar shulchan, or if, let's say, he sifts it on top of the table, creates a machine, or some types of different changes, then they would be permitted. Lachat as vav, meilin meliloys. Which you take the stalk, which is ripened, and the seeds get detached when you roll it in your hand. You're allowed to do that, umafarchi kitnis, or to go ahead and to detach the peas from the what's inside of them, to take out the seeds inside of it, these legumes, b'yamtiv b'yamtiv, and umenapech al yod b'chol koicha, and you blow it from hand to hand with all his might, and b'yichal nenikrit like that. Even if he uses like a funnel, which is a vessel that's wide on one side and the other side is like a pipe, which you put the legumes on the wide part and then you shake it and then the food comes through the pipe, but the refuse remains in the vessel or in batamche or in a tray. But you cannot use a sifter or a sieve because the norm is to do in those vessels large quantities, and it looks like as if you're doing it for the weekday purposes. And v'chena b'yir kitnis b'yamtiv, so too, if someone selects the legumes, the beans on yamtiv, b'yir kitarka, he could do the selection in a normal way, b'cheka b'tamcha, again, by using his lap or a plate, of a little bit enough, and that would a strain, of a little bit top, and that would a tablet, of a little bit a sifter, that's ub n'chol, you can't use these weekday types of utensils. Halacha d'zayin, now, remember, when we say this, k'sha'ochel merub ala b'saylas, when the food is more than the waste matter, then it's better to do, select the waste matter, because that's the lesser of the two exertions. But let's say the waste matter was more than the food, then actually select the food and then leave the waste matter. Now, but if let's say the effort, the exertion that would go into selecting the waste matter from the food would be yes more than the effort to select the food from the waste matter, then even though there's more quantity of food, which is obviously more in quantity than the waste matter, you would select the food and leave the waste matter, because even though the quantity is more the food, but in quality, the difficulty would be more on the psoilis to select it, so therefore you take the food and leave the waste matter. You cannot go ahead and sift the mustard in its sifter. It looks like as if you're doing selecting, meaning it's not really butter, because even the waste matter is also fit to eat, but it looks like that. Aval, nisn bay, what you could do is you could put an egg, b'misenen shel chardel, in the sifter of the mustards, meaning you put in mustard inside of it from before Yom Tov, and b'humistan me'ilav, and then it's going to get sifted by itself, because that's the nature of eggs, is that when you beat them and you put them with murky things, it actually purifies it. Now, b'maysa b'shemeres t'luya, if this sifter was hanging, mutalit no yayin b'yamtiv, you're allowed to put wine in it on Yom Tov, because it's for eichel nefesh purposes. But you're not allowed to hang it, suspend it initially. That it shouldn't do the way he does during a weekday, because it looks like as if you're making an oil on the vessel, which is catching it. It's like it's like a covering over it. But you could be deceptive. You could hang the sifter, because you're not doing it for any sifting purposes. You just want to hang the pomegranates over there, and then betoyle b'demayim, and then suspend the pomegranate over there. And then afterwards, put inside of it the sediments, which will then sift it, and once it's up, then you could already use, like we said before, because that's for a tzarech echel nefesh.